Welcome. Welcome to this wonderful journey for this evening, for this energy session, the path to enlightenment. So we're going to take you on a little journey that's going to help you experience some of what that's like. And will you be able to hold it? It's possible. Will you become fully enlightened? It's possible. And if not, you can repeat this as often as you'd like. But basically, this is what we're doing. We are consciousness. And I want to give you the experience of being consciousness without the inundation of everything localized, so that you can see the local incarnation, you can see this life from a different vantage point. And that'll be very, very helpful, and I think you'll like that a lot. So good. So let's get started. So let's close our eyes. Let's choose to be in the center of the core of being. We're going to call upon the archangels using their ancient Hebrew names. And these names are also these beings are also referred to as Ofanim. We bring them in a very specific order, in a very specific locations, and we start in the east. Raphael, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Orel, Krael, Yishar. Come forth now with your choirs of angels and angels of healing. And help us through this session. Help us experience enlightenment. Create safe, sacred space within which we can work. Please orient the cube of space in absolute perfection. Purify and raise up all the sacred objects within our homes. And around our homes, through our homes, below and above, create a tower of divine hope for anyone that wants to tap into it and add in the additional energies that would help anyone who taps into this tower on any level. Thank you so much. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, beloved Ofanim, so very much. Amen. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Adonai Tzvaot. Melo koha aretz. Kvodo, melo kol ha'aretz niflotav, yehi devar ha'elohim molech elyon. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts, who fills everything with God's honor and God's glory, who fills everything with miraculous wonders. Let God's word reign supreme. So please close your eyes and choose to be in the center of the core of being, even if you don't know where it is, even if you don't know what it is. And now choose to be deep within the I Am presence as we activate the base chakra. That's the chakra that's about 6 to 8 inches below the feet. Not on the body, the physical. So now let us take 3 relaxed deep breaths through our nose if you can. Relaxed is more important than deep. and choose to be back within the center of the core of being. You may notice that you brought energy back with you. Activate this, energize it, amplify it, anchor it on your node within the center of the core of being. Allow these energies that were just given to you to permeate your entirety. Allow them to do the job that they were given to do, the reason they were given to you in the first place, and accept it as the gift that it is from God. So now we want to create a ball of divine white gold just by asking for it in the center of the core being right there at your node. And allow it to expand to fill your entirety, that whole 55 feet in diameter you. We're going through a lot of advanced things quickly. If you have questions, just write them below and I'll answer them right away. And now just have the thought to cut all the cords. And during this session, we're going to allow cords only from beings who are of the light, that serve the light, that serve the one true God of light of creation through Sananda and the hosts in support of God's plan of light of creation and our roles in that plan. Have the thought, from base to 108, all the inner chakra connections all at once to be reinforced and cleared. There are more chakras than just the 7 that most people talk about. Those are the ones that have manifestation on the physical body. Please be in the center of the core being. And have that thought to activate that base chakra. And let us connect the base chakra to the center of the earth. Enlightenment means that you're able to carry all these higher frequencies, all these higher energies in the physical body system. Here's a little drawing. Here's you, all your subtle bodies, the emotional body, mental body, causal body, etc. And here's the I Am presence. And if the energies and frequencies from up here went down into the body system, it would explode real good. Just like Ella Fitzgerald would sing to a goblet and the goblet would crack. Because we're a crystalline structure. The physical body is mostly water, and that's a very simple crystal. DNA is a crystal. Get the right frequency, it goes away. So in God's infinite wisdom, God put this here in between you and God. And this is the higher self. This is the upper room. This is the soul. This is the super consciousness. The subconscious and the consciousness, all three of those together are who you actually are. And you're just living in this construct, in this body system, sort of like a hermit crab enters a shell, and when it no longer needs the shell, it leaves the shell and finds another one. As do we. So as we do spiritual work, we raise our vibrational rate. We get used to having more and different waveforms and frequencies into our body system. And this, which serves as sort of like a protection, so that keeps the frequencies that would destroy us from entering us, this starts to descend along this antakarana. Also in ancient Hebrew, it's called the kara'el. I don't know of any English word for this tube. The monad is here, in case you know that word. But this descends. It intersects the lower aura, and then it merges. And at that point, in that full merger, that is full enlightenment. But there's many stages to enlightenment before you get to that point. So good. Good, good, good. So let's be in the center of the core being again. Close our eyes. Activate the base chakra again, just in case you need to. And what we want to do is breathe in the energies that I'm going to send you now. Breathe them in. Breathe them in fully. Fill the center of the core being with these energies. Activate them, energize them, amplify them, lock them on your node. Allow them to permeate your entirety and clear the field. Let them transmute, release, and replace all the psychic fragments, everything that's not you, everything that no longer serves you on your path. Good. Keep your eyes closed. We're just going to chat for a tad. So you become enlightened, and then what? Do you go sucking up a Mai Tai on the beach somewhere? A lot of people don't. They continue to serve and serve the light. And that's a good thing. That's a wonderful thing. And they become ascended masters. And then they go have the Mai Tai on the beach? Most of them continue to serve. They continue to work. Well, one of the potential jobs is to become one of the Logi. Master Jesus was the solar logos for this planet for a while. And he no longer serves in that position. He's elsewhere. But there's an Earth Logos, and a Solar Logos, and a Galactic Logos. And we don't call it a Universal Logos, because that makes it sound like he's the Logos that can do anything. We call it the Cosmic Logos. And there's a Lord of all the Logi, throughout the entire lighted creation, throughout the whole universe. So let's do that now. Let's connect the base chakra to the Earth Logos with gratitude, with respect. Look at what that person has achieved. Some of the Logi were women, some were men. Gender's not important. These beings are beyond the body. They have transcended their human form. They have transcended their human nature. they serve the light. And they serve us well. So it's with gratitude and respect and love and grace that we connect to them. Or however you feel about connecting to these really exalted, wonderful beings. So let's connect the base chakra to the solar logos. The base chakra to the Milky Way galactic logos. Let's connect the base chakra to the cosmic logos. Let's connect the base chakra, that's the one below the feet, to the Lord of all the logi. And now, let's breathe in divine love, prana, pure and simple divine love. It's not human love. No. It's beyond that. It's beyond unconditional love. Breathe it in. I'll send it out to you. Breathe it in. Fill the center of the core being with it. Activate, energize, amplify, anchor it on your node. Allow it to permeate your entirety. Good. And now we want to take our astral hands, not our physical hands. And we want to squeegee. Why? Because squeegees don't leave debris behind like a broom does. So we want to just use our astral hands and squeegee all the thoughts up the left side of our brain. All the thoughts up the right side of our brain. And bring all of our thoughts in between our palms of our astral hands. Sort of like the praying hands mudra. And just have the thought to bring that praying hands mudra up to your 10th chakra. It's above your head. It's not on the physical body. Let's take the corpus callosum. That's this little teeny weeny piece inside your brain. It connects the left side to the right side, and it's the only piece that does. So let's expand it to fill that space between the left side and the right side of the brain, just by having the thought to do so, and we're expanding it spiritually, not physically. Right? Because it exists in more than three dimensions. We're just not able to talk about it well. We don't have words to describe it. But just allow that to happen. So let us now connect that base chakra to our higher self, if you remember that little chart, your soul. Use that wording if you feel better with that. And allow the energies that are you to fully enter you, to shine, to be bright in this moment. and in the center of the core being. Ask for the divine energies that will help you experience this opportunity in the fullest, in the best possible way. And breathe that energy in. I can't do this for you. You have to do it. Just breathe the energy in through your nose if you can and fill the center of the core being with it. And like we do with the energy in most of these energy sessions, we activate it, means turn it on. We energize it, means kick it up into the excited state. We amplify it. It's like turning up the volume on a stereo. And then we anchor it. We lock it in on our node. We allow it to permeate our entirety. And we accept it. Good. So. You're beginning to get a taste of it already. Your perceptions are your perceptions. It's how you're wired, and it's the training you've received so far, the practices that you've employed, the exercises that you've done to help yourself in this manner. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? Ask for whatever energies you need. Perhaps you need to call in divine abundance to attract abundance into your life, or divine love or divine healing to attract healing into your life. Healing of the emotions, healing of the mind, healing of the physicality. Whatever you need, whatever you want to choose to do, this is a good way to work with it. Maybe there's someone else who needs it. So you can call in the energies that that other person needs. Activate it, energize it, amplify it, anchor it on your node, and send it out to the other person. It's not about being enlightened. It's about what you do with it. How do you serve? How do you help others? And that's what it's about. What would the Buddha do? What would Master Jesus do? What would Kuan Yin do? Whatever religion, whatever you're choosing, whatever path you're on, be that. Allow that in yourself in this moment. And in this moment, you can call on God in all of God's aspects. There's only one God. doesn't care what you call God. So whether you're calling on the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, or you're calling on the Creator and the Divine Mother and the Animator of creation, or you're calling upon Shiva, Brahma, and Vishnu, just let it in. Let it affect change in your life. It's good. Can you be this? Can you stay this way? Do you want to? Anyway, I won't keep you. Feel free to go through these steps. Visit some of the other videos on this page if you'd like. They're all very helpful. Have questions? Write them below. I will answer them. Good. So wonderful. And if you like this work we're doing, we're approaching our 100th video soon. If you like this work that we're doing, then help us continue to do so. Make a donation in any amount. Just go to the Shoptify webpage. Instructions are below. That's why it's there. Perhaps you're on your phone. Scroll up. And thank you. Thank you so much. Be really, really well. Let your light shine. Let your light shine, not only for you, let your light shine for others. God bless.